A remark on the implementation of Newton-Raphson's method in the definition of the iterative scheme, the inverse of this matrix appears. It is not necessary to compute this inverse if we observe that the iterative scheme can be written in this way. It can multiply by j both members. So the generic step requires the solution of a linear system. Which linear system? This linear system. The coefficient matrix is the Jacobian matrix. This is the vector unknowns, and f there is a minus sign. Sorry. At the left, the right hand side, we have as known terms the values of the functions which compound, which form f. So solving a nonlinear system with by means of Newton's method requires solving a linear system at each step. Well, let us turn to a set of conditions for global convergence. These conditions can be seen, can be called also convexity conditions, because they involve convexity properties. You find these conditions as the statement of the theorem. We will give only the statement. The proof is very technical. Hypothesis, the assumptions, are the following. We consider a domain, the set of definition for f and the other functions, of this form. The Cartesian product of intervals is so called for j from 1 up to n, a so called plurirectangle. In the plane, for n equal to 2, we could have a rectangle with sides a sub 1, b sub 1, and so on. Well, we require that the vector functions f is of class
is
continuous, continuous with continuous partial derivatives of D. So we write C to the 1 of D. F has to be a convex vector of functions, which means simply that all the functions which form F, F sub ix, are convex functions. And we require also that for x in D, the Jacobian matrix is singular, and moreover, the inverse matrix J minus 1 is a non-negative matrix. This inequality means that if we call again this inverse with the letter K, the functions K sub I J are non-negative functions.
Okay. This is not implied by F convex.
The convexity in the convexity are involved the second partial derivatives. We will see also the second partial derivatives in we will see in the proof, but we will not expand the proof. And as final condition, we require also that the initial vector of the sequence x sub 0 is such that which is chosen in D is such that the value of F is a non-negative vector. These inequalities are required over a matrix, a vector, but the definition of inequality between matrices or between vectors is the natural extension of the inequality between scalars. So there is not a problem. So the assumption are heavy. Remark that the set D is a particular convex set. The choice of a plurirectangle is the simplest choice of a convex set. Well, if all these assumptions are satisfied, Newton-Raphson's method converges, and converges in a special way. All the sequences x sub I sub r say are monotonic, increasing or decreasing. And alpha, the solution, is unique. indeed. This is a strong result. We have not only a global convergence, we can choose the initial point in any way inside D. All the points of D such that these values are non-negative are good points for convergence. And the convergence is monotonic over all edges. Mm-hmm.
There are lots of, in practice, there are lots of functions which satisfy this assumption.
There are not many functions satisfying. I will show you simple examples satisfying these conditions. All is simple if n is 1, because if n is 1, all these conditions reduce essentially to the fact that the derivative does not change sign, and to the fact that for convexity also the second derivative does not change sign. It's positive, negative. There are three similar versions of this theorem in the cases this matrix is non-positive, this function has non-positive function in all the possible combinations of the two cases. So totally we have four possible cases, as in the scalar case. But in the scalar case, it is very frequent the possibility of applying or fulfilling all these conditions. In the multivariate case, these conditions are very difficult to check. A very, very simple example, just to convince you that sometimes this happens. This is again an example where the exact solution is simple to find. So it is a didactic example. N is 2, f sub 1 of x. Both the functions f sub 1 and f sub 2 are quadratic functions. So the graphic separation of the solutions, of the possible solution, is very simple because two graphics are two parabola. Sketch here. The points where the first function vanishes, lie on this parabola, and for the second function, you have somewhat quite similar. So you can see easily that the solution, the real solutions of this linear system are two. Let us choose this solution, which is 1, 0, the other is 0. Let us consider this solution, and we see that if we consider as a rectangle D, here we can go to up to say 3. Again, if we also here consider so in our case we choose D as the Cartesian product of 0 over say 3 minus 1 again minus 1 again. We have to check all the assumptions, beginning from the convexity. The convexity, as you asked me before, is in connection with the Hessian matrices of the two functions. So, convex means f sub 1 is convex and f sub 2 is convex. Each of the two functions must have, it is a sufficient necessary condition, its Hessian matrix positive semi-definite. Right, oh. To be clear, convexity of the first is Hessian matrix. If you consider the four second order partial derivative of f sub 1, you find 2, 0 and 0, 0, okay? Yes? The only quadratic term is x sub 1 square, right? So, the unique known 0 entry is the one in position 1, 1. So, the Hessian matrix of the first function is which is positive semi definite. Why? The definiteness of a matrix is in relation with the eigenvalues of the matrix. So if we say that the eigenvalues of this matrix are non-negative, we can say that by this characterizing property that it is positive semi-definite. The two eigenvalues are 2 and 0, so that's okay. Also, the other Hessian matrix is same. For very simple, we have 0, 0, 0, 2. So also this matrix is positive semi-definite. So the convexity is okay. Then the assumptions regarding the matrix, the Jacobian matrix of F and its inverse. The Jacobian matrix of F is write down it. The first function derivative with regard to each other, 2 by x1 minus 1. Second function, the two derivatives are minus 1 and 2 by x sub 2 plus 1. Its inverse, when it exists, will be, we have the form,
we use the
adjoint matrix formula for the inverse, so we have the inverse of the one of the determinants, and the determinant is 4y, this multiplied with this, minus minus 1. Okay. And the adjoint is, there is a formula of linear algebra that helps us and says that the adjoint is simply 1, 1, and these two entries are reversed. The condition is this. In the domain, I consider again the domain which was this. This quantity, I hope that this quantity is positive. Is it so? No, because if I consider zero, I have to restrict the domain. The determinant is exact, is right. I have to consider difference. So let us find. I don't check in detail this fact. Let us find a domain having a plurirectangular form such that the determinant of J is positive. If this is positive, all the matrix is positive too, no, negative too, since we consider x sub 1 in positive and x sub 2 greater equal to minus 1. That was the previous choice of D. But the domain D must be restricted due to this condition. If I include the origin in D, I see immediately that I have here a minus 1. So the domain must be restricted. Well, if this is true, let us choose the last condition, an initial point satisfying this condition. If we choose the initial point, say, the vector with both the the end is equal to 2, but there is a point in this position. For the theorem, we would obtain a converging monotonic sequence. If you implement the method, really you obtain a converging sequence with this property. The first degree I write on the initial guess is this. The second is the third is. You see here a monotonic sequences for each index 2, 1.64, 1.49 for the second 1.59, 1.20, and so on. A few last nice remarks. I think will be recalled by Professor Ligi at the beginning of the second semester. Newton-Raphson's method can be used when a minimization problem is given, in the sense that we consider the nonlinear system given by the necessary condition, the gradient of phi equal to, we have n equations in n unknowns. If we apply Newton-Raphson's method, we obtain a sequence of points given by the iterative scheme. Here, the inverse of the Jacobian matrix of the gradient must appear. The Jacobian matrix of the gradient is the Hessian matrix. We have the Hessian matrix. We have called it S. The inverse, Professor Ligi, we will call it different notations due to the different didactic materials that we are using. The inverse of the Hessian matrix of phi multiplied by the function. Vector function, which defines the nonlinear system. So we have here we have the gradient, and here we have the indices of the iteration. So this is the Newton method applied to the gradient. But the starting problem, the given problem, was a minimization problem. Can have the idea of seeing this scheme as a gradient method for the minimization of a generic function. In that case, one of the important aspects that has to be checked is the fact that the direction chosen in the gradient method is a descent direction. So, this is the Newton-Raphson method. We know, because we have proved it, that it locally converges. So there is no problem of convergence. If one does not know this property, and if one sees this scheme as a particular gradient method, has to study the fact that the direction chosen by this term, corresponding to this term, is a descent direction. Is this true? Not always, despite the convergence, despite the local convergence. In detail, so the question is this. To see that scheme as a gradient step for minimizing phi, the generic gradient step of a gradient method can be seen again as the new vector, H, the old vector, plus or minus, we here choose plus, the step, say, t with the corresponding index, by d with the same index, which is a normalized vector. The condition generally is that the step is non-negative. In this case, to see that scheme as a particular case of gradient method, we can tell, we can write that the direction corresponding to this modification of the vector x sub I is this vector normalized. So we consider minus, we can write it as the inverse of S by the gradient normalized, means divided by its two norm. So the same vector to be a decent direction. The condition is, you know, that the scalar product between the direction and the gradient of the function that has to be minimized, that is t, in the point x sub I, is not possible. It means descent direction. Gradient direction non positive. If we substitute, we found this the gradient, so again, the numerator of the direction B. Minus the positive constant given by the two norms, I want that this quantity is less than or equal to 0. Plus, let us change the signs. The denominator is strictly positive. So, the requirement regards only the numerator. Here, you see an instance of the quadratic form related to the inverse of S. If I want that vector, the same vector, a matrix, a symmetric matrix, quadratic form, non-negative, a sufficient condition for this is that the Hessian matrix, in this point, I have to require over all the domain, is positive semi-definite. But if it is true for the inverse, it is also true for S of X. But, concluding, S of X, the Hessian matrix of phi, the function that has to be minimized, is positive, semi-definite. It's the same thing that saying that phi is complex. So this is a nice remark. The direction given by the Newton-Raphson method is the descent. It's always, I always have convergence. But in addition, the direction is a descent direction, so I immediately will find values less than the previous values if the a sufficient condition, the function of phi is complex. So we found again the convexity as an essential property which implies some nice phenomena occur. Well, we can stop here. This is the last lesson of the semester. The second semester will start in late February. Probably the first lesson will be delivered by Professor Pigi, so I think that I will see you in March. Are there questions about these last things? Okay, I thank you.